it's pretty cool. But I definitely feel at home. As I said, every time I get to come so late, what a blessing you had. I get to talk to you both your pastor and his wife, and as teaching them, that works with them, the great church. Amen. This is a great, wonderful piece of things. We're experiencing the presence of God. And you can connect to us. These other students, you're part of a wonderful family. And even the teachings can be beyond. North Carolina, you're part of the family of God. And it's any great concern between me and that rapper, the Baptist is yet to come. Amen. The Baptist is yet to come. We're going to have a victory. Experience the Lord. And I thought I wanted our students to see us just as a sample of students from our home church or our churches. A world that I want to just get labeled out of. And it's nice to hear. And when you can come here, get you a lot of the other. Use your imagination. Just good to do that. Get to know you. Be with you. And we love you. Thank God for presence. Now, sharing the word tonight. Well, today I'm flying. But I give those steps. But I do feel just something to share. And I want to bless a blessing and an honor to be members of this church, man. I say if I'm not call out my relatives, because at least this, I love my family and I've been worshiping with all of you tonight. It's a gift of my You really just have to start at some point when you're going to trade with chemicals and these things. I'm not sure what it all is. Or prayers was prayer. Prayer to change these things. Brother Davey. Brother Jay. Brother Davey said, but not going to get better. And he wants you to say, how to bend the direction. Everybody needs a Brother Jay in their life. Wow. All right. So carnal. I lay 15 on my head. Just one verse. Let's get it together. Then shall I call, and the Lord shall answer. I shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou shalt take away from thee, the finger, and speak it. And in Jesus' name, Jesus, amen, and the word of the Lord. That's how can speak to us. Jesus, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to work with other believers. And in the next few moments, let everything that you desire to see happen in our experience through the word, through prayer, and through short play, just lunch, just to a backless season and to get you a sweet people and then to build rules. We know that the rapture is soon, so let our lives align them. Come into perfect agreement with you and your purpose. Let the name of Jesus be glorified and the kingdom of God advance in Jesus' name. And now we shout unto the Lord. That's the name of Jesus. God bless you. May be seated. I did ask him about the title. I think I'm embarrassed because really, if I didn't fill it out, I would easily spend more time on a much more theological, at least, heavy need. This is not at least he's not recording or anything. In the context of Isaiah 58 years ago, And even my old brother has focused often on this chapter. Some of you are familiar, but in the context, this chapter's description startles us. These people of God, named properly, called properly, identified properly, but they're not in sync with God's will. And they're functioning in life, and what they have decided is that they are no longer aligned with God's purpose. And it's an incredible warning to even a New Testament believer. Don't ever let your relationship with God into a situation where you're no longer all that concerned about God. No longer walking with the Lord and moving in the spirit and growing and being He wants you to be. You will miss God. You will find that even though you're moving, it's not the same in your life. If it's not the same in your house, it's another season. And if that's happening to you, you're familiar with it. Like many of us have learned more by not paying than ever have learned. Or at least just as much. Because there's something that God has called us to do, and that is to simply engage our relationship with Him. To walk with Him every day, just because I'm like a man who is just now moving through the loss of his father in a very, very intimate manner. He texted me, he said, all I can think of is a song I heard you sing. Let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, I could never make heaven my home. That's so simple, but really the heart of every believer in our souls must be a conviction. And I need to walk with Jesus. I need to know it for myself. Worship can't just be a routine. Prayer can't just be a routine. I've got to know Jesus. I've got to walk with Jesus. I've got to be who He wants to be. I hear from Him. There are so many things that happen unless we pray. You can be in bliss without prayer. You can have association with the church and the people of God and church report. You can even have some immersion in ministry without prayer. But you cannot have what your soul needs. You cannot have the demonstration and the power and the presence of God. We pray, and when we pray, and if we call, when we call, He's gonna say, "Here I am." And when we show up, there's going to be a demonstration of supernatural. Really, physical posture is the point. But we can define in an everyday life the consistency of seeking the Lord. All of our heart, mind, our strength, and really putting ourselves out there. Just being with us, God, I need you. When I wake up in the morning, I need you. I move by my first circumstance. I need you. When I see temptation, I know that we have a stable presence, but you will be one of the prophets. So, Lord, let me teach you out whatever would hide my mind, and let me get close to you so that you can be alive. And I have an anointing and a power and a strength that flows from the presence of the Lord. It's very likely that we should often remind ourselves of simple prayer. He teaches us to pray. I've always focused on that terms of some of the elements that are included in prayer. But really, not only just the element of prayer, but He teaches us to pray. Just teaches us to pray. every believer in this room. You don't have to raise your hand. I know it's true because I have observed my own life, and certainly the life of others. Every believer in this room is a season where you began again to drift in your relationship to God. And I now can look back over our lives, and we can see hurt and difficulty and decisions that really absolutely pressed us in a direction we really did not need to go, and the direction we really did not need to be more. Those circumstances, you can evaluate your own heart, talk to somebody's spirit, and say, hey, what happened there? And I'm not saying, you know, I just had to be honest. I wasn't fully fucking linked to God. I thought I knew what was right. I thought I was right, what I needed to do. But really, and our relationship with God protected, preserved. In fact, even in a manner that we won't almost become, and don't lose his presence in the wrong sense, but almost silent, the kingdom of God suffered by force. That sense of urgency, that sense of pressing, that sense of, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to find my way to make sure, or maybe 2016, 2018, that should move me in days. Where I just got off on more road by myself, by the grace of God, by the power of God. I'm not just hiked up on harvest for 31st, but I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to live for your word. I'm going to resist for your voice. I'm going to follow up with you. I am going to go into spirit. Amen. I'm going to go into spirit. God's purpose for my life. Near. I'm not up with that. Relationship is what makes primary meaning. Relationship. Because if your son comes and asks you for bread, every father of the room will do their best to provide a need. Your son or your daughter has, and he said, if ye then evil how to give your son unto your children, and have more shall ye even live for father. Give the Holy Spirit to them, ask him. So when we enter into the Holy Holies, by blood of the Lamb, and we have a relationship with God that has created us. You talked about a moment ago, I'm just discovering who I am, what he has created in me, and what and invoke your life. I can't hold him. Begin to speak to him. And begin to hear from him. And say, Lord, not my will, but I be done. Not my purpose, but your purpose. I know what's best for me. Relationship is what makes prayer meaningful. Humility is what makes prayer possible. We serve our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And heaven so in earth. No wonder the writer said, quote words that God gave Solomon. If people which are called by name shall humble lift themselves and pray and seek my face and burn from the wicked, then I will appear in heaven and I will forgive
I need more than the feeling I get for a great song. I need more than the high. During the relationship service, I need more than the enemy uplifting. I got a positive word covered from the pulpit. I must have Jesus. I must have his word. I must have his spirit. I must have the anointing. I must have what will only heaven and redemption to my soul. Yes, work. Yes, but never forget it.
Oh, God. Thou not known, hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, faineth not, neither weary, there is no searching of understanding. He giveth power to faint, and to them that have my might, he increases strength. Even in the youth, you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and have not be weary. They shall walk and have not faint. But you'll say that to somebody who is attacking the pity party, described in verse 27. Not even being harsh if you're deep, difficult to see your life. Because sometimes our being things like to us, and we truly can't believe God is far removed from us. But too often, it's really about a deep cry. It's just about in our lives. The things that have attracted us away from God's presence. And we find ourselves as dry iron in turtle season of Isaiah 40. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and seekest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. My judgment is passed over. My God, I'm going to correct you very gently, but every day in 2019, that you say, God doesn't understand what I'm going through. God doesn't know what I'm dealing with. I think I really understand how bad I have. It is very possible that you be not telling on your mouth. You're not praying for your worship. You're not seeking God. You're not walking in every day. I don't mean that to be unkind. I'm not pretending with his children. So walk around to say, I don't know who I am. Just have it pretty for me. I don't know. We have trials. But your intention is us. Because it's this verse, verse 28, so go clear. Hast thou known? Hast thou not heard? Because I know you that know me, all my life, I'm tasting the righteous state. Or say, baby, bread, there are circumstances that have not the answers. But I am not telling you, I woke up one day and looked at God, and was able to charge him fully. He's never failed me. He's never failed me. He's never failed me. He's the enemy. Will I take you? But God won't fail you. Your flesh will deceive you. Your heart is desperately wicked. But God will not leave you. I'll forsake you. Even if it's just a whisper, send it up a prayer. Even if it's a small bow, even tears, send it up a prayer. Come out of your face.
Jesus and say, Lord Jesus!
Teach us to pray. Relationships to testable humility makes meaningful. Humility makes possible. Faith makes it out. Put your trust and hope in God. Put your faith in God. I know this isn't yesterday's message because I didn't want my mind in some same way overtaken by those thoughts. I'm sure it was wonderful, but I heard and know we need to live as if our hope was in Jesus Christ. Our hope was built on nothing less than in Jesus Christ. Faith
is what makes her powerful. Believe. These are possible. And to him that believe. Thank you, Lord.
So, sonny, spitting for 2019, praying for prayers of faith over the sick, over the broken, over the desperate, over the prisoners, over the homeless, over the so significant in my life, and believe. God, do. What only he can do. Romans chapter 10. Words say, I even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith to preach. In our lives, the word will come. And we must so much more receive the word than we are. I need you to know. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of God. When your life is absolutely overtaken by every other thing, and the word of God does it further and further out of the way, you will not have the faith need, but comes us by the word of God. And it lands in our heart, and now we feed that soil. It's going to mature and produce it. There are different types of soil. Make sure your heart places the word of God finds us healthy. The ground and the church to grow and then to develop and then to meet church with prayer and church with worship and the church with transmission, spiritual authority, and measure with obedience to God over and over and over and over and over and over. We have the thought and the captivity of just honoring God and his word, but if that one word is growing, it's got one more church that it needs to make. It's got to go over your heart to your mouth. And many of your miracles die because they never make a trip from our heart to our mouth. Even the miracles of salvation, the wonderful revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it is a lot of places, things of God, but never can be sent verbalized. And let that word produce miracles in their life. I am telling you, something has to come forth from you. A word has to start being. Amen. Would you stand with me? They did not make it a gray area. I said, well, do you all like to go until midnight? You know, if you're preaching right before midnight, shut it down, you know. They did not make it a gray area. They said, no, that is not what we do on New Year's Eve. And I'm kind of glad, because I think you have something in your spirit that needs to be vocalized. If you have been victimized by Satan himself, it's really unlikely, but if you feel that way, a lot of times our carnality obviously gives us way more trouble than Satan. But even if it is Satan, you better roll through the catalog of faithful words in your heart and tap on the one that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall be a standard. The Spirit of the Lord shall be a standard. And then you ought to pray every day that you think that attack is still on, and you ought to soil the altar area that you have for your life with tears, saying, God, I don't know why it still feels like the enemy has authority here, but I am trusting a word that tells me your spirit's about to sweep in here supernaturally, and we're going to have the victory. My brother tells a testimony in Bible college and being so distraught that all he would do is lay in his bed with his Bible and weep and just say, God, and it's his testimony, forgive me, but I want you to know I didn't get it in Bible school, but in recent times, something has drawn me back. God, your word is true. God, your word is true. God, everything we've seen and everything we've known about you makes it clear the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You don't pray from your mind. You pray from your heart, and you pray the word. Don't miss what God wants to do in 2019. He wants you to call. He's going to answer. And when you cry, he's going to say, here I am. All that's left is what you need to be speaking in those moments. And it needs to be something that is absolutely woven in the truth of God's word and his promises. There is no way his word will ever return void. Some of us that are from the same spiritual birthplace, we have always been so completely encouraged by the prayers of someone we admire so deeply. But I have observed, and I know prayer can be very personal and private, but I have not heard too many prayers that sounded like, woe is me. I have not heard too many prayers that were so self-involved. There was a man in the Bible, you read him in the New Testament, he prayed with himself. He was so self-involved that his prayer had completely excluded God. He was just so absolutely enamored with his perspective that that's what he prayed. But I was brought up in an atmosphere where you found a way to pray a kingdom prayer. Let the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Let the kingdom of God advance. You want every prayer to be answered in 2019. Why don't you just start aligning yourself with every prayer that matches the word and promises of God? Why don't you even start your prayer by saying, God, I'm pretty aware that you know my list and my needs. And yes, I'll cast my cares upon you. But somewhere today, would you direct my thoughts? Would you direct my spirit? Would you let my heart be refreshed so that the words that I say and the words that I pray begin to produce the work of God in a supernatural way in my life, in my family, in my community, in my world. I didn't tell you, it's the last verse, Luke 4:18. Let's just look at it together. Is it the one this day, right? This day. Yeah. Can you quote it? He's getting there. There we go. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. I want you to believe the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19, all of this. And then he says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20, and then he says, he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of all them on the synagogue were fast on him. Verse 21, and then he says to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. January 1, this is the day. If he gives you January 20, this is the day. If he gives you January 30, this is the day. If he gives you February 19, this day, this day, this day, this day is this scripture fulfilled. This day. Come on, you know what to pray. You know what to pray. You know what to pray. Lord, I'm believing you. The Bible has told me that by your stripes we are healed.